Even if you know personally someone who may have dropped out of high school, how old is that person now? And what did they do after they dropped out? I mean, come on now. There could be any number of options. I know some of you say they went to work. Well, maybe some went to work. Maybe some did not go to work. Maybe some are just living off other people one way or another. Maybe the majority of them did go to work. Maybe some went to work and not only went to work, but also earned their GED and went on to school from there. Maybe to a technical college. Maybe on to a four-year university, college. Maybe master's degree. The person that you know, those of you who know someone personally who dropped out of high school, how long ago did they drop out? How is their life going now? And what kinds of plans do they have for their lives right now? I know that generally speaking, as I've shared with you before, studies show that generally speaking, people who have a high school degree, diploma, earn more than those who do not have a high school diploma. Those with college degrees earn more than those without college degrees who have just a high school diploma, and so on. So certainly there are advantages, there are benefits to finishing. That said, though, why do people drop out of school? Isn't it interesting? How many of you don't know anyone personally who has dropped out of high school, but you have some thoughts, some opinions, even feelings about people having dropped out of school? When you think of someone, when you hear high school dropout, what images come to your mind? You know, for some people, what they feel about high school dropouts will be determined by the images in their heads when they think about high school dropouts. What color the person is, for some, what gender the person is. For some, the social class of the parents of the dropout. It's not a one size fits all. You know, people can have biases in so many ways. And as a result, if they have one image in their mind when they think about dropout, high school dropouts, they may be thinking with compassion. They may have feelings of compassion. They have a different image in their minds when they hear the word dropout or the phrase high school dropouts. They may have malice and hostility well up inside their hearts. And that's why I was saying earlier today that I really do want us to take advantage of this opportunity to let the best that is in us come out. Now, having said that, let me say now, let me concede what I have shared in the past. I know that there are people who do not drop out for any valid reason. In other words, they're not dropping out of school for the purpose of benefiting the family some other kind of way. Some people drop out because they just don't want to do the work. And let's face it, ladies and gentlemen, doing schoolwork requires energy. You may not look at it that way, but it's true. We literally burn calories when we are studying, when we are working on homework assignments. We are literally burning calories. And I don't mean just two or three calories either. We are burning calories. That's why we can get tired from doing the schoolwork, and we need to take breaks. Literally need to take breaks, just like working on the job. We need to take breaks because we are burning calories. We're burning energy. Same way with school. Some people just don't want to work their brains. They don't want to, quote unquote, I'm just saying this, go through the trouble of being educated academically. And so they just decide, hey, you know what? I'm out of here. Some people just don't want to focus. They have other things they'd rather be doing. And it's not so much that they're opposed to getting the high school education. It's just there's something else that is even more interesting, and they don't want to put it off. They're ready to go. No doubt about it. There are times when folks drop out and they bring so much hardship on themselves, avoidable hardship. Isn't it a good idea to just go ahead and have hostile feelings towards them? Nah, I wouldn't say so. We all make bad decisions in some areas of lives. Of life. Think about it. The person who has not only a high school diploma, but maybe one or two college degrees, and after having been discovered committing adultery against the spouse, they lose their family. Divorce, and the spouse who was faithful to the marriage vows keeps the children. College degrees but committed adultery. Bad decision. Are you just as hostile and malicious towards the person who commits adultery, even if it's a person, someone you know personally? Someone who may have been your friend, may still be your friend. Do you feel as hostile towards them at having devastated their family as you do that person who dropped out of high school? Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying or even suggesting that you should feel more malicious towards one than the other. My personal belief is you shouldn't feel hostility or malice towards either of them. And that's the very reason I bring that up. If you're willing to be compassionate towards that person who devastated spouse and children just because they wanted to have sex with someone other than their spouse, for whatever the reason, if you can have compassion towards that person, why not have compassion towards the person who made the bad decision of not completing high school? Let's hear what the Council on Contemporary Families is saying about this issue of people dropping out of high school. And again, I'm going to share with you some of their details. And I do want us to allow ourselves to care. It's that simple, to truly care. All right, be back in just a few.